Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nash Chat. I am so honored to have my friend Courtney from Blonde Voyage Nashville here with us today. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Dawn. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited.
You are one of the, you know, first people, I feel like, first Instagram blogger friends that I was able to meet in person after I started on the Nashville Mom, and I've just enjoyed getting to know you in person as well as online.
Yes, it's been so fun. I know we've definitely enjoyed our fair share of food and Shake Shack burgers together. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, we get to go and try out lots of, well, you more than I do. You're always getting to try out all the new places and all the new foods. And I'm always like, ooh, where is she going next?
It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I'm glad, you know, just remember me when you have those plus ones and you need somebody to go with it.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me a bit about yourself. I know you are a native Nashvillian.
Yes. So I was born and raised in Franklin, Tennessee, and I'm a graduate of Belmont University. So I didn't go too terribly far away from home for college. And when I'm not eating my way around the city of Nashville, I work as a project manager at Cat Financial.
Well, you are just staying busy for sure.
Yes.
I didn't realize you went to Belmont. We love the Belmont basketball team. We always go to that every year. So we like to support the Bruins.
Yes. Yes. It's funny because everybody always asks who I cheer for. And, you know, I don't have a football team because of Belmont. So I always have to say, you know, I root for the Bruins during March Madness.
Well, you're always welcome to support Clemson and be on our team. So just keep that in mind for football.
Got it. All right. I might take you up on that. Yeah.
We will recruit you for sure. Well, how long have you been doing your blog and your Instagram?
So I started my blog about 3 years ago, and really it just kind of spawned out of my love of travel and eating. And there was really nothing I love more than exploring a new city through its food. And as I would go through planning vacations, they seemed to always have a food focus and center around specific wineries or restaurants that I'd read about in other blogs or in magazines, because that was pre-Instagram time. And then I would just do my best to sprinkle a little bit of culture in between, whether that's museums or, you know, plays or what have you. So luckily, I've been blessed with some pretty terrific friends who will tolerate me and are just as interested in his food as I am. So they were more than thrilled to explore all these different cities with me. And I actually began documenting my food journey and started photographing my meals way before the iPhone camera was so solid. You would see me rolling into a restaurant with my big bulky DSLR and taking that on almost all my trips. So I looked a little bit silly, but I've got food photos dating back on Facebook, gosh, back in like early 2000s. So it's kind of funny to see my photo skills back then as what they are today. So thank goodness those have evolved a bit.
Yes, it's always, you know, so much fun to take your camera and then you're like moving your food all around trying to get that, just that right shot. And everybody's kind of looking at you like, okay, the food is good, but.
Yes, I definitely get some strange looks when I'm in restaurants, when I'm trying to like stand on chairs and get the right shot, or my poor friends are, you know, I say that we often don't ever eat our meals when they are warm because I take so many photos. So again, thank goodness they're patient with me with that. So yeah, so I ended up about 3 years ago starting to, I was the first correspondent for Girls on Food. So I was covering Tennessee, specifically Nashville for Girls on Food, which is a national food blog anchored in California. And I just said, you know, what the heck? I am doing this for them and writing articles here and there. I'm like, why can't I start my own thing? So I opened up a bottle of wine one weekend and began watching YouTube after YouTube and taught myself how to do just different website design and different graphics and things like that. So it's been a work in progress as I go, but it's been a fun little adventure. I've met some wonderful people along the way.
Well, you certainly are doing a great job with it and making us all want to try out everywhere you go also. And, you know, I think several years ago, things are much different than they are now, you know, and you kind of got in on the front side of everything.
Yeah, it's been really crazy to see how times have changed, where you're going more from a writing and a blog platform. And now everybody really just wants, you know, short micro bits of news, whether that's on an Instagram feed or a story. That's where it seems that most people want to get their information.
Right. Well, like I mentioned, you're always going to somewhere. And Nashville, there's no shortage of amazing restaurants. I feel like, A, I could probably lose about 10 pounds if I would quit going to all these restaurants. But, you know, it's just not even worth it. But there's always new places popping up. There's favorite places. So give us a little bit of the scoop. What are your top three? And I know that's very hard to choose, but.
Yes. So that is a super tough question. And like you, I need to stop going to so many of these things, but it's just so hard to say no because they're all so good. But if I was thinking about my top three restaurants, first, that is always a winner for me is City House. And that is a more of a Southern influenced Italian type cuisine. And for those that aren't familiar, the chef Tandy Wilson is a James Beard Award winning chef. And to be honest, I've yet to have a dish here that I didn't like. If it is somebody's first time, there are a couple things. Reservations are a must. While people can pop in and sit at the bar or sit at the pizza counter, it tends to get crazy regardless of the date or the time that you go. So I would definitely recommend getting some reservations. And there are a few dishes that are quintessential, can't miss City House dishes. And the first of that being the Frico, which is one of my favorite cheesy, potatoey dishes. And then the belly ham pizza with an egg. And then ending the meal with whatever amazing cake Rebecca Tertian has got on the menu. She is one of the best pastry chefs in Nashville. And I have just come to, it's almost like a little cult following, so to speak. I love watching what she makes on Instagram. And when she puts out orders for Thanksgiving, I am one of the first in line. And I don't think I've let my mom make a pumpkin pie in a while because I always go get cakes from her for the holidays.
Yeah. Well, can you believe I have not been to City House, but many, many people keep recommending it. And you definitely sold me just now with cheesy potatoes and pastry. So I am going to make a reservation soon.
Yes. Yes, Dawn. If not, I'm dragging you there myself. And one thing that they have too that's one of my favorites is on Sunday, they do a different menu. It's called Sunday Supper. And again, definitely reservations needed for this one, but they do a lot of menu items that aren't typically found during the week. So and they'll be just for that Sunday only. So one thing that comes to mind, they did an amazing meatball sandwich that will just knock your socks off that I still have dreams about at night. So I'm trying to get back over there in the next couple of weeks and see if they still got that on the menu because it's so good.
Yum. Sounds so good.
One of the, I guess, my next regular restaurants and go-tos that I love is Nikki's Coal-Fired over in the Nations. And that's led by husband and wife team, Tony and Carolyn Galzin. They do coal-fired pizzas, homemade pasta, in-house charcuterie. And one of my favorite events that they do there is usually in the beginning of the year, they do a guest chef pizza series where they will bring in people like Pat Martin and Khalil Arnold and Tom Bayless to create their own pizza for the week. And they'll serve that with a portion of the proceeds going to the Slow Food Project. So aside from them having amazing food, they also have a really big heart. They love to give back to the community. And they also have one of the most fantastic brunches. Right now it's running on Sunday, but they have a Waffle House inspired pizza that is absolutely out of this world. You can't go wrong with it.
Oh my word. That sounds amazing.
Yes. Think about scattered, smothered, and covered all in one bite on a pizza. And that's what you've got. So,
well, I'm going to grab my stretchy pants for that one.
Yes, you will definitely need it because it is. And then they've got the bomboloni, which will definitely send you into a sugar high for sure. Wow.
All my favorite things.
Yes. If I think about my last restaurant, it's a tough one, but I would definitely have to throw Arnold's in the mix. And this is led by Khalil Arnold. He is just the epitome of Southern hospitality and cooking, and he's just such a good guy. And their restaurant is one of my favorites. I have to say my favorite day to go selfishly is to go on Mondays for the fried chicken. They have fried chicken and roast beef, and then the cauliflower casserole is absolutely out of this world. And he will definitely not let you leave hungry. They load you up with food. So yet another place to bring your stretchy pants and just bring your appetite.
Yum. Well, and Arnold's is just, it's been around for quite a while, right?
Yeah, it has. It's definitely one of the OG Nashville restaurants that I like to think about.
Well, very cool. Well, as you mentioned, you are from this area, grew up here. Where's the place that you maybe grew up going to that's still around that you still enjoy going to? Because I feel like so many places are so new. Everybody's new to town. Let's talk about some of those, you know, the originals.
So, you know, that is a really tough question because when I was younger, we didn't really go out to eat that much. It was incredibly expensive. And my mom was always of the mindset that we would sit down and have a family meal every night and she would cook, you know, just, it blows my mind how she balanced having a job, raising a child, and then coming home and cooking because it seems impossible these days. But when we would go out, it's to restaurants that were along the downtown Franklin area that are long gone. Like Choices, that's where 55 South is now. And it was a great like brunch after church. just any kind of like lunch place that we would go on Fridays would be great. There's HRH Dumplings that used to be around and Miss Daisy's Tea Room. And while those are the places that I grew up on, they're long gone. I know that there are bigger and better things there now, but that's what, you know, where my family would usually go. But if I'm thinking about, again, OG Nashville restaurant establishments, I think about the Arnold and even Sperry's and Bell Meat that, you know, are definitely a staple of the Nashville community. And people are still going there now. I mean, I just went to Sperry's not too long ago for a great happy hour. I mean, and they've got great food, great atmosphere. It's a really a fun one to have in the community still.
Definitely. Love Sperry's too. Well, there's no shortage of places to go. And yeah, no. That is sad. I feel like, you know, especially the downtown Franklin area has changed so much, even since I've been here a couple years. But at least we can pay homage to those great spots.
Yes, definitely.
Well, when you're not around Nashville and in the hot spots here, you're always traveling somewhere. So what is your top travel destination? Where's somewhere that, you know, you feel like anybody would have a good time?
So domestically, I would say Chicago is by far and away one of my favorite places to visit. Despite their polar vortex and the endless freezing temps, this is by far one of my favorite cities. The people are very kind, there are endless food options, and you get that big city feel without being overwhelmed. I know when I go to New York, I don't go there often and I don't know it well, but I can get overwhelmed trying to get around and manage where I need to be at a certain time. But I feel like Chicago, I've been there so much, it's just easy to pop from one place or to the next. And I mean, again, the food options are endless there. I feel like I've got an ongoing list. And as soon as I mark off two or three, I add 10 or 12 more. So it's a never ending battle, but you know, it's a good one to have.
Well, again, another place I have never been to Chicago, believe it or not. My husband actually, his office is based in Chicago. He's going tomorrow, but I've never been. So I think we're going to have to change that and go, and I'll have to get some places from you.
Yeah, I think that is definitely, I mean, it's very family friendly. There are lots of options for things for you guys to do that will keep the kids occupied and stuff that you all enjoy as a family.
Yes, I definitely cannot go during the winter months there because I would freeze to death. But the summer, yes. We'll check it out then.
Definitely. Save it for warm weather.
Well, outside of the great food scene here in Nashville, what are some places you would recommend to people who are visiting or maybe someone who's just moved here and they're just now kind of getting out to explore Nashville, some of the, you know, main spots not to miss?
So I would say if there's one place not to miss, that again, to your point, it's a really tough question because there are a few cities who are as hot and dynamic as Nashville. But if there's one place that a tourist is coming in town they can't miss, I would have to say it would be Arnold's, just because if they're looking for that Southern cuisine, the hospitality, the meat and three, that whole concept, they could easily get all of that right there at Khalil's restaurant. And then, you know, if they're heading out of town, I'd say the smart move for them to do would be to do a Hattie B's online order and pick it up and try to eat that before they get to the airport, because that's who wants to wait in line, and that's the best of both worlds. So you can have your hot chicken fix and get your Southern food at Arnold's, and you've got, I would say, a day well spent.
Perfect. Where are some places that you like to go just to spend the afternoon in Nashville? You know, one of my favorites is Cheekwood. I always suggest for people to go there. Where are your go-to spots?
Gosh, if I'm trying to think of go-to Nashville spots, so in order to eat all this food, I do have to try to work out occasionally. So it's nice to try to get a run in around Centennial Park. It's, you know, for beginners, it's easy. There's no pressure. It's a flat course. I mean, it's beautiful scenery. I mean, you've got the Parthenon right there, and there always seems to be some sort of upcoming musical artist practicing the guitar in the lawn or something. So that's always a fun thing to do, especially when the weather's nice. That's always a really good place to be. And even just Evan Warner Parks too, going and hiking through there or just taking a quick stroll. It's so nice, especially in the summertime, get a good walk in, just get out and go to be one with nature. And also Radnor. So I would say like most of the local parks are some of my favorite places to be.
Definitely. It's so nice that we have so many great parks in this area, because you think of, you know, downtown Nashville, a sprawling, you know, city, but all these pockets of green and places where you can get out and explore are definitely so needed and so nice to have here.
Absolutely.
Well, Courtney, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your expertise on where we should go eat and places to go around Nashville and Chicago as well. If you'll share with our listeners where they can find you online and your social media.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Dawn. For those of you on Instagram, my handle is blonde_voyage_Nashville, or you can hit my blog website at www.blondevoyagenashville.com. And thank you so much again for having me.
Thank you, Courtney. Well, I'll see you around one of the eateries soon.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe we'll have a burger together.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thank you.